The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked Simon to put out a little way from the shore. Then Jesus sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long and have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to burst. And so they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were astounded at the catch of fish that they had taken. So also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. A couple of weeks ago, I shared a poem during the sermon. Some former English teachers here really appreciated that. So I'm going to begin this sermon with another poem. It's actually a prayer poem written by E.E. Cummings. It says, "I thank you, God, for most this amazing day. For the leafy, greenly spirit of trees, for a blue, true dream of sky, for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. I who have died am alive again today." He fell asleep the night before and then woke up the next day. "And this is the sun's birthday, the birthday of life and light and love and wings, and of the gay great happening illimitably earth. How should tasting, touching, hearing, seeing, thinking, any lifted from the know of all nothing, human, merely be doubt, imaginable you?" Yeah. One look at creation, most people will say, "There must be a creator. This is just too magnificent." Well, yes, we read in Genesis, first words of scripture, "Bereshit bara Elohim ha'asamayim v'ha'aretz," means, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we read how in 6 days, oh good, it's on. We read how in 6 days, God did create all that existed. And at the end of each day, he said, "It is good. It is good." At the end of the 6th day, after he had created mankind, he said, "It is very good. It is very good." But what a shame that it didn't stay that way. Because soon thereafter, mankind, the crown of creation, supposedly, ruined it all for everyone. They followed their own desire rather than God's command by eating from that tree. We're never told it's an apple tree. I've always thought maybe it was a kumquat tree. More lately, I'm thinking it's an orange tree. Satsuma, yeah. I think that because we've got a very appealing satsuma tree in the neighbor's yard, and some of it reaches over our fence, and it's a source of temptation to me always to grab one of those satsumas and eat it. Well, Adam and Eve were tempted also by whatever fruit it was and gave into it. And since then, nothing has been perfect. There's a crack in everything. In fact, obviously, it came right away with God. God came looking for Adam and Eve, and they were hiding out of shame. And when he said, "What have you done?" they both blamed each other. Adam said, "This woman that you gave me, she's the one who made me eat it." Suddenly, people weren't in sync with each other. They certainly weren't in sync with nature either. And nature is out of sync as well. You know, sometimes it could be absolutely beautiful, but at other times it's really unpredictable and violent. Now, if God had to do something, he decided. Didn't have to, but for our sakes, we're glad he did. He chose a way to redeem everything that he had made, all of creation, including human beings. He did that by sending his son, you know, his perfectly obedient son, who fulfilled the Father's will, even unto death on the cross for our sake. And now, we're asked to show that restoration, that redemption, in the way we treat each other, the way we follow God, and in the way we treat creation. So we pray that we would be good stewards all the way around. In the psalm, which we just heard, which we just spoke, we said, yes. There go the ships and Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. The ocean. Leviathan is mentioned four times in the Old Testament. Nobody's quite sure what Leviathan is. Seems to be some sort of sea creature. Maybe a mythological item, a creature who lives in the deeps, maybe like the Loch Ness monster, maybe it's a simple crocodile, but whatever it is, it's weird, it's strange looking, something which God created, we're told, just for the fun of it, to show his sense of humor, so that people would look at it and say, "What in the world is that?" Well, we thank God not only for creation, but for his recreation. We thank God for using us as stewards of his creation. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Please stand to sing.